You're listening to The Training Dummies. With hand.
Double click the hemlock spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds.
30's more accurate.
And hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Greetings and welcome to episode 86 of The Training Dummies, recorded on March 12th, 2015. My name is Daryl, and I haven't changed these opening show notes in 2 years, so I'm making it up on the spot once again. With me as well is Rob, who hasn't changed it either. Whatever, nothing. You just copy yours in, and I copy mine in.
I can't paste new content every time.
Exactly. But anyway, with us tonight is a Warcraft fan artist, I guess. The fabulous Fabelina.
That was... Oh my gosh.
You like that one?
That was amazing.
I've been Fabelina! I've been tweeting that all week.
Hello.
Oh man. Thank you so much for coming on. It is so awesome to have you on.
It is awesome to be here.
I've been in your stream several times. I'm more of a lurker than a participator, but I've been following your work now for quite a while, and I'm a huge fan, and evidently the community is too, because the community demanded that we have you on the show. So, aww. Really, really glad to have you on. We've got... generic interview questions. I think we deleted some of them because we're reorganizing. What are we revamping?
Yeah, that's
we're remodeling our show notes or
taking
our interview
the bad
questions.
Away.
But we've got some contests tonight. We've got giveaways. I guess that's the same thing as contests, and we've got Fabelina. So it should be a rad show tonight. So thanks everybody for coming out. We haven't done a live show in a while, so. It's cool to see everybody chilling in the stream there. I will try not to be too distracted, but we'll kick it off here with a couple of questions. Miss Fabelina, how, when, why, what, where did you start playing, and what would you consider your current main?
I started playing towards the end of Wrath of the Lich King. My husband, then current boyfriend, was showing me World of Warcraft. He was on a little night elf hunter running around outside of Karazhan killing mobs. And he asked me what I thought of it, and I took one look at it, and I said, "That's a boy's game." he said, "Why is it a boy's game?" And I'm like, "Because that character is ugly." And so he took me to the character creation screen, and he's like, "Well, you can play a girl." And he showed me a blood elf, and I was like, "No, not really into it." And he showed me a human, and then he got to Draenei. And I was like, oh my gosh, who are the blue people? And how can I play one? So that was my introduction to Warcraft. And now I main a Draenei Resto Shaman named Sweet Song on US Kel'Thuzad.
Hair Alliance.
Yeah, but the Resto Shaman is cool. That's an excellent choice. Excellent choice.
Can you get over the Alliance thing? I guess.
I'm looking past it because she said Resto Shaman.
I think she said shaman, but we'll let it slide, huh?
Yeah, whichever. Either one. Either or. What is the origin of the name Fabelina?
Oh, goodness. Well, Fae, F-A-E, as in like the old English version of fairy, has been in my gaming name since I was like 15. And it comes from when I was a little kid. I actually truly believed in fairies. In fact, at one point when I was a child, I built like a whole fairy hotel out of sticks and leaves in my backyard. And
amazing.
Nice.
Every morning I would come and check on the fairy motel and see if anyone had stayed there. And of course they didn't. So I don't believe in fairies anymore, but I still like to keep that as part of my name. And last year during Siege of Orgrimmar, I was a very bad girl and I canceled my WoW sub and I played a different game. I know. And I created a character named Fae Bell, and she didn't work out, so I made a new one, but I wanted the name to be similar, so I named her Fabelina, and I made my Twitter to match, and I'm now 8 months later, Fabelina has stuck. So.
Right on.
Awesome. I'm trying to get over the alliance thing, but.
It's going to be a long show.
Hurts a little bit. All right. What would you consider your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
It would definitely have to be in Siege of Orgrimmar, our first heroic Thok kill. We were all dropping one by one, dying, and the last person alive was my husband, who was tanking on a Blood Death Knight. And the boss was at 10% health, and we were all cheering him on, thinking he's never going to get this. He's one person. And suddenly the boss was at 7%, then 5%, then 2%. And Vent was going crazy, and we killed it. And that was our first kill. And that memory still sticks with me today. I don't think there was a single silent person in Vent.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Those are like the epic moments that, like you said, it's years later, and you're still just like, yes, I love this game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me, sorry.
It's the blue font.
I know. Okay, so what is your favorite thing to do in-game right now?
Well, since I only get to play about 2 days a week, I'm not really tired of garrisons yet, so I really like getting followers and gearing them up and trying to figure out who can go on missions and getting as many missions out as I can. So...
We have a lot of different opinions on garrisons. I have the feeling that everybody knows what mine is, so I'm not even going to go there. What's your opinion on onking on cooldown?
Me? Well, as somebody who, when I first started raiding, used to onk so that I could rest people after wipes, and my guild leader kept telling me, no, don't do that. I can't really be judgmental.
That's awesome.
Love it.
So what's it for?
Man, we have a lot of people that seem to enjoy the selfies. We have Kaylina saying she's all about the selfies. How's your Twitter feed been with the integration and the selfie cam lately?
Oh goodness.
Probably out of hand, huh?
Yeah, I have one friend that probably posts about 8 selfies a day. And I keep being like, I love you, but I want to unfollow, but I adore you, so I'm going to say.
That's why they made mute
button. Yep.
Nice.
Well, awesome. I guess, you know what, let's do our first giveaway.
Oh, that's me. I'm up first.
Okay, so what we're going to do is a little bit of Warcraft trivia. And everybody who's here in the chat room is welcome and probably should participate, or else this probably won't go very well. But Fabelina has brought a lovely trivia question for us, and first person to answer is going to win a custom avatar from Fabelina, which I feel like this kind of sucks that I'm exempt from this contest, but... Did you happen to have your drum roll? You didn't do that, did you?
Oh, hold on. It might still be on there. Let me just check the soundboard.
You're going to end up playing the outro or something?
No. Hardway, dummy bag, drum roll. I do have it.
All right. Miss Fabelina, okay. If you care to ask your first trivia question.
So question when do I do the drum roll? Before her question? Because...
Right after the question, and I guess. I don't know. Is the drum roll not appropriate?
because we're not rolling for it.
Well, because the stream is slightly delayed, so I thought, nobody wants to listen to a drum roll for like 30 minutes. Yeah. All right.
So what's the question?
Hey, question number one. Who was Medivh's mother?
Who was Medivh's mother?
This is where I need the Jeopardy clock.
Down.
Yeah, there you go, Rob. You do it. You got it. You had this.
Oh, man. Hold on. Actually, I think I can play music in the stream. We don't want that either. Never mind. Medivh's mom. Who is it? Medivh's mom. Oh, there it is.
There we go.
I think Yamon here. I don't know how to say that.
Yamino here?
Yamino here, lore master up in this business. All right. So we have a winner, Yamino in here. wins the first custom avatar. It's what are we calling this? Just a social media avatar?
Yeah.
Okay. Custom social media avatar from Fablina herself. Let me see. How do we want to give these away? I mean, let me just jot down the name and I can put them in touch with. Hey, Yamino, are you on Twitter? We can probably do that way.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest.
Yamino here. Yummy.
Okay, well, wait for him to answer. I'm gonna hit this up.
This is Daggered from the Violent Apathy Guild on US Bleeding Hollow, and you're listening to the Training Dummies with Hend and Rob.
All right. Well, so what is your Twitter handle, Yamino? And then we can get you hooked up with that.
Yeah, you can drop it in. There we go. All right, cool. Thank you.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
Oh, wait, I forgot. You have to be following me to win.
me too. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get on to something good.
Yes. All
right. Well, we here at the Training Dummies pride ourselves in high-quality interviews and great content here, but you're going to have to settle for whatever I typed in here today. So, Ms. Fablina, what would you describe the style of art that you do? I know that I see a lot of different names for it, and I don't even know how to pronounce them correctly, but like the chibi something or other.
Yeah, well, the overall style has been called by many people Disney meets Warcraft, and I like that term because
maybe that's fair. Why I love it so much.
I love Disney, so I take that as a compliment. And yes, I do chibis sometimes, which are a style where the head is really big and the body is really small. So,
Chad, those are so good. I love that. That's probably the best description I've ever heard, and that would absolutely nail it, why I love it so much. I'm a straight-up Disney kid. Grew up, like, watching every Disney cartoon when I was little, and, of course, we all love Warcraft, so that's perfect.
Now, I remember seeing recently that you said you were at a crossroads on the style or digital something. What were you meaning on that? Like, what were you...
Well, right now, I use a heavy black line on all of my art to outline it. And then I use a painterly style to color it in. And so I'm trying to decide in the future whether or not I want to go towards a more digital, vectorish looking media, or if I want to go more painterly. So.
Okay.
No, it's stinking awesome. So is there a technical name though besides the chibi stuff or Warcraft meets Disney? Is there like an actual? I mean, it's not anime. I don't know if there's like a.
It's cartoony.
Just. Yeah. Cool.
All right. How long have you been creating art and I guess Warcraft art?
Well, my whole life I've been doodling and picking up little things here and there. But last summer I decided I wanted to get really good at art. So it's been about 8 months that I've been seriously practicing. And I thought, well, if I put it on Twitter, then that'll get me out of my comfort zone and keep me producing. So.
8 months. Are you even kidding me right now?
Yeah.
So clearly there's some ridiculous talent there. Were you drawing when you were little? Were you doing art when you were younger?
Yeah. In fact, my grandmother keeps all my drawings from when I was tiny because she loves them. And I drew all through school. I drew in all of my notes when I should have been paying attention. And unfortunately, I didn't get to take any art in high school and middle school. So everything that I know is self-taught, or I find it through mm-hmm. tutorials online. Some really good stuff out there.
What got you into like Warcraft-based art then?
Well, I draw pretty much anything that I'm interested in at the time. And so ever since I started playing Warcraft, I've been drawing my characters and my husband's characters and our friends' characters. So I just decided I would offer it more publicly. And it's been awesome.
I'm going to grab questions out of the chat room as they come up to you.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm going to screw up these names. I'm just going to say Dread Raven because that sounds the easiest way. But are you drawing every day?
Yes. It was my New Year's resolution to draw every day this year and see how much my art has changed from December of last year to December of this year. So far, so good.
Wow. I don't have like a real measuring stick of comparison, but I know that it's amazing from when I mean, if you've really been committed to it for 3 months now, it's just, I don't know, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Anything, even if it's a doodle a day, just something to improve.
Oh, that's awesome. I should try that.
Are you, I don't know, man. I do a lot of things, but drawing's not one of them. I've always been kind of envious of people that do that.
I have a small ability to draw. I think I draw okay. Nothing like what Faye does. Nothing. Like, not even close. I couldn't even come close to that. But I could do a little bit, maybe. So we'll see. So what does the Warcraft and Blizzard and the community mean to you?
I've met so many amazing friends, especially my guild that I've been with for about 2 years. It's just awesome to know that there's a group of people out there that like similar things that you do, and to be able to hang out. Warcraft's really easy to hang out in. And the other side of my Warcraft journey has been the fact that it has really enhanced my relationship with my husband, especially since we play a tank and a healer. You know, we've got to communicate.
That's awesome.
And nice. Work together. And it's just really cool that we share the same passion. So Warcraft is that stable thing that's probably always going to be there until it ends.
Do you ever yell at him afterwards? Like after a raid? Like you guys are getting ready to go to bed and you're like
my wife does to me.
Why didn't you pick up that mob? No, actually, he's probably one of the best tanks that I've ever healed, and he knows it, so it's usually, good job, buddy.
Too bad you play Alliance, or I'm never going to be able to give him a run for his money. So.
Yeah, my wife plays as well, and she's always been a mage, and I was Resto Shaman for most of my raiding career, and so I'd always get heals. I need heals, so she'd always be yelling at me. But
she's
the thing
got that
is,
cauterize add-on.
I wonder why.
But now, I'm mainly in our raids. I'm a warlock, so I'm DPS. But she still yells at me to heal her. I'm like, I can't do anything. So it comes up every now and then. It's like, oh yeah,
that's awesome.
I know it's not my fault. Blame Brett.
blame the other healer.
Red heels. Red heels.
So I've been in your stream several times, and you're obviously using a digital platform to do this. So what tools, what software are you using to create?
I draw on a Wacom Bamboo Create tablet, and the programs I use are Photoshop CS6, and then I do lining and Paint Tool Sai.
I understood what you meant, but I don't know. So the Bamboo tablet, is that something that you plug into your computer?
Yep, you plug it in, and then you set it down in front of you, and you take the pin and you touch it to the surface, and then whatever the pin does happens on your screen. So you have to.
So you draw.
You have to kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but you're drawing and looking up at the same time. It takes a couple of months to get used to looking up, but not looking at your hand.
So there's nothing on the you're not seeing anything on the tablet. It's all on the screen.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh wow.
This is like next level. That was like serious robot going on.
Who's robot?
The awesomeness, bro.
So are there any cheap, free versions of any of the software for people who just want to try it or just give it a try?
I'm not sure if there are any free versions that I know of, but you can get Paint Tool Sci for $50, and it's probably one of the cheapest programs on the market, and it's pretty comprehensive.
Which one? What does that do? I have very limited knowledge of. Yeah, it's because I was gonna suggest GIMP, but somebody in the chat room just mentioned that. I don't. So, what does Paint Tool Sci do?
The biggest feature of Paint Tool Sci that makes it different from Photoshop is that it has line stabilization, which is why I line in it. It mathematically calculates the difference between two like jitters of your hand to find the middle ground. So mm-hmm. it helps people who don't have a steady hand like me.
So it kind of just smooths out.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I had a copy of Creative Suite a long, 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 long time ago, and I got it from my brother-in-law, and he was going to art school at the time, and he bought it on eBay. And when he got it in the mail, it was a burned disc with a copy of a key generator on. So it had like the installer and then another file that was like a key generator, like a hack. And he paid like $50 for this thing, and he was what the heck? So I tried to play around with it for a while, and yeah, I clearly had no idea what I was doing, but you know, I watch what you do, and I like you watch it come together, and it's like just the process. Like, can you maybe talk us through the process a little bit about how you would make like just an avatar, just like a shoulders up avatar?
Okay. Well, I'd start with a sketch, usually in a bold color so that when I line it, it's easy to separate between the sketch and the line art. And it would just be something really rough. And then I take it into Sci, Paint Tool Sci, and do the lining, which can take a couple of hours because I'm very slow with lining, which is usually why I don't film it. And then once it's lined, I take it back over into Photoshop, and I put in the base colors, which is just kind of the middle ground colors. And then I add in the highlights and the shadows. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
It's I kind of feel like I wish I would have thought this out a little better. Maybe I could have had you drawing something tonight while we were streaming, but yeah, it's good stuff.
You make it sound so easy, but I just know
it's not. I know, you're
not.
Like, oh, I just draw the lines and
just,
then they
yeah,
fill
just
them.
Do this.
But then they just fill themselves in and it's all good.
I feel the same way about artists that I admire. They're just like, you just make a stroke here and then just this magic thing appears that's perfect in every way.
That's awesome. So,
you blink and you'll miss it. What's going on?
Oh, was that I asked the wrong question.
Did
you? I put in my own question.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Fine.
What advice would you give somebody maybe who's interested in getting into their own work?
I would say the first thing is to draw a lot. And in the beginning, it's more about quantity over quality. Just getting your hand motion going, getting some muscle memory. And just draw things that you like so that you don't get discouraged. And then once you've gotten, you know, maybe a couple hundred doodles under your belt, mm-hmm. then try to focus on one thing at a time that you don't like. If you're not good at hands or you're not good at feet or faces, and then practice those. And then the last thing would be, if you're trying to get into doing commissions, is to just put yourself out there and don't be afraid. Make friends and network. Have a good time so that you'll keep doing it. And that's it.
I don't want to brag, but I'm pretty good at drawing abs. Like ripped six packs. Not bragging though.
Oh my gosh.
But when it comes to faces, it's terrible. Terrible.
So you're going to want to draw every day, and you're going to want to just draw faces.
I guess so.
Yep.
One of our ringers sent us a question on Twitter earlier. Olivia, who was our warrior guest a couple episodes ago, she says, "What's your favorite race to draw?"
Probably Blood Elves, because they're both really pretty, but they also have this sinister side.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I like that dichotomy of stuff going on.
So Blood Elves, and that's a horde. That's a horde faction, so I'm totally kind of
that's all good.
Redeemed yourself just a little bit.
Okay.
Awesome.
As long as it's not goblins, right? We don't count.
Oh my gosh, no goblins, no thank you.
So let's carry that through then. What would be your least favorite race to draw?
I don't think I have a least favorite.
So if somebody was like, could you do a Tauren for me? You would be like, oh, okay.
I actually really enjoy Tauren. I'm looking forward to some Tauren commissions in the future that I'm doing. But probably just humans, for the simple fact that there's nothing different between drawing a Warcraft human and like a regular human. But yeah. I do lots of humans, so I try to make them as Fabelina as possible.
Nice.
So I know you have a lot coming up here in the very near future, and we're not going to discuss some of that because there's some top secret stuff going on. But how did you get into, let me rephrase that a little bit. How did you get into commissions? How was it Twitter that kind of got you the push into the community and started going from there?
Yeah. When I first made my Twitter, I had a couple people asking me for art for another MMO. Mm-hmm. And then when BlizzCon rolled around, someone asked me for a BlizzCon badge, and then people saw that badge, and then other people asked, and then the badges turned into portraits, and that's kind of how it all started.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
It's just exploded, and it just seems like all of a sudden.
I love it, and my favorite thing is when people send me the stories of their characters, because some of them are so cool, and I love reading them.
Does it help you when you're drawing something to like hear somebody's kind of like their reasoning behind their character?
Absolutely, especially when people explain like different scars or facial features or their mood. That's really cool.
We've done a couple of RP episodes in the past, and we don't RP really in our guild or among us per se. But I always feel like when I make a character, I always feel like there's a personality, or there's a little bit of a story, or there's like something behind every single one of them, you know? So it's kind of like, that's cool that you can maybe take some of that and incorporate that into an avatar character drawing.
Yeah, every character is special to me. I think we've all played our characters long enough that there's at least some little story that we have, even if it's minute. Mm-hmm. Some reason that we like to play them. And I like to try to capture that.
Ignatium says, what about troll hype? How do you feel about that?
Troll hype? I love drawing trolls.
That's awesome. And Darnie says pandas.
Just pandas.
Just pandas.
I agree.
I'm a huge fan of the lady pandas myself. The bro pandas are cool too, but the lady pandas have a special place in my heart.
I was once a lady panda.
I was
they
once.
Look good in gear.
They do. It just, I don't know. Yeah, gear fits them very well. Gear seems to work.
That's the way to put it.
I'm going to time out Brett out of the chat room.
Good call. So Gondal asks in the chat room, what is the most difficult aspect of bringing a drawing to life?
Ooh, probably the most difficult thing is the thing that I face every time I draw someone. And it's the same thing that the Warcraft developers faced when they remade the character models. And it's that all of us kind of have our own picture of our character in our head. And I have to try interpret that. And usually, as best I can the first time, so that I don't have to redo it 5 times to get it right.
Yeah.
So I try to be really thorough with my questions and try to find out exactly what you want. So. Yeah.
Well, speaking of, I think we could probably do another giveaway here, huh?
Sure.
You want to do this one or me?
All right. No, I can do it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Giveaway number two. This is going to be for another another custom avatar from Fabelina.
All right. I was struggling to come up with a trivia question, and I was going to Google Warcraft trivia, and I looked over and saw this unopened box of Warcraft Trivial Pursuit sitting on my desk.
Unopened.
What? Well, I had opened the box just to look inside, but I haven't played yet. So anyway, I opened the card pack and pulled out a good trivia question from there. in the Warcraft TV commercial, Mr. T's character had both a race and a class. What was the race and class of Mr. T's character?
You gotta sing
that. Do, 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 do. Okay, I'm done. Oh, we got one!
Sluggeroth!
Sluggeroth
nailed it. Do you know Sluggeroth?
I do!
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sluggeroth,
Well, there we go. Then our job is done. You can hook him up with one of those and, we'll be good to go.
Stream lag. You got ripped off from the stream lag. All right. So Sluggeroth, I don't know if I'm if you're on Twitter or not. We can push this
button. Oh yeah, you need to follow us. That's one of the rules. That's right.
Yeah. You know, that's like right. When you people who make up rules like as you're going along and it just pisses you off.
That's
yeah,
us.
we're those people. So. All right.
True dat.
Awesome. Okay, Lisa Joe says, have you ever drawn your fifth avatars for your family?
I did, actually. I drew one for my mom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you make her Draenei?
No, I just took a picture of her and I cartoonified it.
That is so awesome. I'm going to have to, if I do it, that's probably what I would want. Rather than one of my characters, I would probably want, like, a WoW version of me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I just had the best idea ever. So.
Well,
the
you
great
know,
part
is
you can all have my idea, and you can all talk to Fabelina and ask her to make version of you.
Yes, this is actually, I've been considering this actually, and this is partly what I wanted to ask you. Like when my wife and I first got married, our first year anniversary, there was this guy on, it's called White Avenue here. It's one of this, you know, there's a bunch of bars along there and a bunch of little shops and specialty shops. It's mainly, it's great for walking up and down, but there was this artist who was always there and he'd have chalk and his paper and he'd draw pictures of people who came up and, you know, the caricature ones.
Mm-hmm.
And for our first wedding anniversary, I went and found this guy. And I took him one of our wedding photos from our wedding and asked him to draw it. You know, and of course I paid him for it. And it was amazing because, you know, I worked on the street at that time in one of the stores there. So it was a rainy day. So he came and he sat inside the store and he just drew that picture all day and it was amazing when it was done. So now talking to Fabelina here, and I've actually been thinking about this for the past few days, is that something you would do? Like, is that something you've done or something you could do or would do?
Well, there's no save button or erase in traditional art. So I would probably shy away from it. I'm actually
Well, no, I mean like if someone gave you a photograph of like say my wedding photo and get you to do what you do with that as well.
Oh yeah, I'm actually doing one of those this month.
Oh, right on. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. Cuz I've been like, you know what? Another anniversary is coming up here. Might be time to get a new photo done. So.
Yeah. Wowified.
Exactly. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Definitely yes. Be cartoony though. I'm not so great at realism.
You could do like,
but that's what makes it the best.
Totally. You could do like her as her mage and then me as my Torn. That'd be awesome. Totally.
Your wedding photo.
Or I could turn you into chibis and give you huge heads and tiny bodies.
That's awesome.
Love it. That's the best thing ever.
That's awesome. Rob, so what was your big idea that we can all steal?
Well, that was it. Just taking a picture of me and making an actual WoW version of me. Like,
yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't know. I don't like. Could you take somebody's features and like make it into a torrent?
Like a hybrid human torrent?
I don't know. You're the
kill
artist.
Kill it with fire.
I could always try. And you're right, if it's bad, we could kill it with fire.
There is a delete button.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, if you guys in the chat room have any more questions, drop them in there and we'll see if we can get to them as well. What do we want to do here? Do we want to go ahead and do the Jinx giveaway?
Sure.
All right. For this third and final giveaway of the evening, I will. It is an actual Jinx, a free T-shirt from the Jinx site, including shipping, I believe, right?
Yep.
And this is courtesy of a partnership that that Catalyst Gaming Media has done with D20 Crit Network and got involved with Jinx, and we were able to be a part of that, and we will be giving that away on the show right now. So I've got a wonderful, extremely difficult, and I'm being tempted to switch up my trivia question, but no. Okay, so here we go. Question number 3, and this is stream lag is just going to have to be a thing, but what day and year was the original World of Warcraft expansion, not expansion, the original World of Warcraft launched on? Was the release date of the original World of Warcraft?
These shirts, it doesn't have to be Warcraft either. It can be any have on there.
Anything at all from there, from the Jinx site. Date and year. Ooh, lots of wrong answers.
When Rob first suggested that, I answered immediately with the correct answer. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh,
and oh. There we go.
All right.
Go. Dread Raven nailed it.
Rats.
All right, awesome. That is a legit prize that I would have liked to have had, but there we go. Cool, right on. I
do
will...
you have a Twitter, Dread
do you
Raven?
Want a snowman? All right, Jinx. Let's put this in. Jinx goes to Dread Raven. Somebody else asked another question here just a minute
yes,
ago.
Yes, they did. Hold on.
So I think we might have talked about it a little bit at the beginning, but I'll ask it again here. How did you get into WoW? And I know you mentioned the story with your husband, but...
I just really wanted to play the blue people.
That's like the space goats. Like,
You can throw lightning bolts and you can resurrect yourself. You're invincible. So I was like, okay, well, I have to play that. And then I found Blood Elves and I was very conflicted. And I played Horde for like a year. And then my blue brothers called me back. That's really all there is to it, just Draenei.
That is awesome. Well, Dread Raven doesn't follow me. So I can't DM a code.
Well, no, I'm hoping he'll follow me back. so that we can work this out.
This whole thing was a scam to get 3 followers, to be honest.
Totally. Totally. we're terrible. Hand_Horderlies is mine, and @RobCopeland for Rob. Although I'm the random person who just followed you, so... all right. Do we have any more questions? Are we just about done? This is going to be a shorter show tonight.
I think that's all right. Faye, did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about in terms of the art and Anything that you can reveal coming up?
I have a fairy godmother that gives me powers.
Even though you don't believe in fairies. Busted. So yeah. you have a...
It's
been announced.
It has been a crazy, awesome day. And everything will be revealed on April 15th. So be prepared.
Okay, April 15th. And where should people just watch Twitter, or what do they want to do there?
Yes. Follow me on Twitter, and all the secrets shall be known.
Awesome. Okay, April 15th. Isn't that like tax day? Isn't that the...
I don't know. Not for us. Ours is April 30th. Mm.
All right, cool.
Oh, Aleva says, how often do you take orders for prints?
Ooh, only when they're requested.
Sometimes you're like not doing commissions, though, right? Do you sometimes get like too much going on?
Oh, you mean commissions. I thought you meant physical prints.
I don't know. She said prints. I don't know.
Well, as far as prints go, not too many people ask for them.
As far as prints go, this is what it's like when doves cry.
And all right, sorry,
I can't help it.
I get booked usually within a couple minutes to a couple hours of opening, which is unfortunate. Jeez. But I'm thinking of doing a new system where I open for 2 weeks and then I close and then I open for 2 weeks so that people don't have to wait 3 months to get in.
They're still going to have to wait, though, because even if you do that, then you take commissions for 2 weeks and then so what, you reopen it again after you finish all of your roster of work? Or?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's so much more demand than what I can physically have time for. And you can ask my husband, sometimes I do like 8 to 13-hour days. I rarely have weekends. So I try to get as many people covered as I can, but sometimes there's a lot of overspill. So,
did you ever plan on this becoming something that you were going to be able to make more than a hobby out of?
No. Not in a million years, no. No, you can even go back in my timeline or on my DeviantArt, and you can see the art I was doing 8 months ago, and it was... No, if you had shown me the art and told me how much work I would be doing today, I would have laughed and been like, you're crazy.
That's awesome.
But it's amazing. I love waking up every morning, and I get to say, I get to make someone happy today and draw their character.
I love it.
You get paid for it. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Our Jinx winner popped a question in here. It says, out of curiosity, Faye, do you try to spread the love, so to speak, with regards to your commissions? Like, do you try not to let the same people do commissions multiple times in a row?
I try to ask people not to commission multiple things at one time so that I can get as many in. But sometimes when I get 30 emails at one time, I forget every detail in every email. And sometimes I've accidentally said yes to... ones that wanted like 4 cheapies or something, which is totally okay. It's not their fault. It's my fault. But I try my best to, for instance, I have some people that just had one last month and I asked them if they could wait, you know, a month or two. But yeah, I only give special preference to art that I really, really want to do as like a giveaway or a charitable thing or somebody who I've admired for like years in the Warcraft community. So every once in a while I give myself a break just to do a piece of art that I would have been doing anyway. So
awesome. Yeah. Oh, Slugroth says, what is your favorite WoW pet and mount?
Oh man. My favorite Warcraft mount would probably have to be the Swift Windsteed. I know it's really a different answer because it's a store mount, but I just love that thing. He's so fluffy and he hops around like he's so happy.
Which one's that? Is that the one that has like the shield on the front? The weird.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
okay, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Fluffy tail. It's like a deer. Yeah, and pet. I don't even know.
Have you seen
a Nigel Bear named Peanut Butter? I love him.
Have you seen was it the newest pet that they were doing for the fundraiser, the little space goat? It was like a Draenei looking little pet.
I didn't get him, and I regret it.
Is he gone now, or was that a limited time thing?
I don't know if his proceeds still are going to charity or not.
Yeah. Awesome. I saw this question from Brett, and when I first read it, I thought it said, "What is your favorite place to eat?"
What?
But it actually says, "What is your favorite place to post art?"
Oh, man. Well, Twitter, definitely. I post my art on Tumblr and DeviantArt, but you can just get such immediate reactions on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And that's the best.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Sweet. Okay. Well,
cool.
I don't see any more questions.
No, I think we're good.
Yeah. It was actually really cool.
Yeah, I loved hanging out.
What is your idea of a perfect vacation? What? I think Justin's just throwing stuff out now.
Perfect vacation.
BlizzCon. BlizzCon is the perfect vacation. Yeah,
there it is. Yes. BlizzCon 2015.
Boom. Done.
Best vacation in NA.
All right. Well, let's get to some head love then. All right. Well, I need to send some hen love to our guild, the Hoarderlies, on the Deathwing server. And something exciting for this week, our raid team, our core roster is now entirely Hoarderlies, which hasn't happened in probably, two or three years since, Mogushan or?
Yeah, I'm probably going to say since Mists. Yep.
Yeah, definitely one of the first tiers in Mists anyway. So that's exciting. That's very exciting. The last holdout transferred to the Deathwing this weekend.
Just going to say Deathwing is the best wing, but somebody in the chat room, Kaylin, already just said that. Awesome.
As well, I'm going to send some hen love to Catalyst and D20 Crit Gaming and Jinx for hooking us up with that shirt code. To give away. It's too bad we had to give it away. I'd really like to have used that, but oh well. And of course, to Fabelina for coming on the show this evening and talking with us. That was awesome. I've learned a lot, and I think I might want to get a picture done one of these days, for real. So
you're going to have to get on the list, man.
I know. I'm sure it's a long list, too. I can only imagine. All right, Rob, what do you got?
Thank you so much for coming out, everyone, tonight and putting up with some roboting and technical issues and all this stuff going on. It really means a lot that we do. We fired up a live show and we had a great response. Everybody's listening on the download. I love you guys just as much, and I am high-fiving your ears with my voice right now. So thank you. I love you. Faye, how about you? Shout-outs. And love.
Just thanks so much for all the support on Twitter and for helping make one of my dreams come true. And thank you guys for my first podcast interview ever. It was a ton of fun.
Nice.
Woohoo.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, can you let everyone know where they can reach you, follow you, like you, or bug you for commissions or send hen love to you?
You can follow me at Fabelina on all platforms, Tumblr, DeviantArt, and Twitter.
Well, that's easy.
I like the unified name. I think that's why I went with my real name rather than a two name or anything like that. It seems to work. But thank you so much, everybody. That wraps up episode number 86 of The Training Dummies. You can find our show over on iTunes and Stitcher, so please consider giving us a review, good, bad, or otherwise.
You can follow our Twitter accounts, and we'll keep you informed on all of the things. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland. Hind is at Hind_Horderlies. And Kim, who we missed tonight, is Kim with a Y, Scally.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!
I rolled a 20!